Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, stop by the Big Red Building at Santa Rita Park or go to DurangoBusiness.org for all of our upcoming events. So the doctor's in the house. Dr. Dan Schaefer, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Jack. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I got to tell you, you've really integrated yourself into the chamber and the community. You're with Whole Health Family Medicine, direct primary care.
You got it.
I always flip that around.
Yeah,
direct primary care, kind of a new model, but a lot of talk lately in the news with healthcare.
That's for sure.
And first, also thank you for being a guest at Coffee at Carver's.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
Appreciate you getting up bright and early, but I want to dive into this because there's so many different things going on, and I guess the big question when you're experience, what's wrong with our current healthcare system?
Yeah, I know it's a big question, but certainly we've thought about this a lot, you know, in designing our current practice. And really, the way we distill it down is that the healthcare delivery system is where the problem is at. You know,
okay.
We have a lot of well trained providers in the medical establishment. You know, physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, physical therapists, well trained. I think well intentioned, very motivated to help their patients, but the delivery system is broken. You know, we have much more of a disease management system, and a health insurance system. And what we're trying to do, and hope to see this more in the future, have more of a health care system, care, C-A-R-E,
right,
as opposed to insurance or disease management.
Well, and to me, it seems like so much of, and my docs are great. I mean, they'll take the time. I've seen Dr. Murphy for, 20 years, 25 years, whatever it's been now, most of my adult life. And so he has the history of me, doesn't have to go through a lot of the, background stuff, and always takes the time. But sometimes I feel, you spend 45 minutes waiting,
right,
and then 5-10 minutes seeing the actual doc.
Right.
And it's kind of feel like you're in a process.
You got it. Yeah, you really nailed it down. It's the system. It's the process. And what's lost in that are a couple of things, I think. The most important of which is that the relationship between the doctor and the patient,
right,
which I think has been eroded, by outside forces. So getting back, when you ask me what's wrong with the system, I sort of summarize. But to get into a little more detail, we're really into this sort of paradox,
mm-hmm,
this sort of contradiction, if you will, right? We have such fantastic health systems with regard to the things we can do,
right?
The testing we can do, the pharmaceuticals we have access to, the innovations that are happening when it comes to instrumentation and this kind of stuff, right? But that's not about the relationship between the doctor and the patient, right? So really, when it comes down to it, it's that doctor-patient relationship. And also the cost is out of control. It's way too complicated,
right,
of a system, and as a result, I think the problem is that the patient has been lost, right?
Yeah.
So, and the time that you get to spend with your doctor is the key piece, right? All of these different things are happening. There's coding, there's scheduling, and all of this. And when it comes down to it, the doctor or the physician assistant, the nurse practitioner, only gets 7 or 8 minutes face to face with the patient as a result.
Well, and then you throw in just even I want to say the cost of the insurance. And a lot of people have these high deductibles, $6,000 deductible just so they can try and afford in case of catastrophic. So factor that into it, and it makes it even more difficult. One thing I want to ask, though, what is direct primary care? What is that definition?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, because it is something that a lot of people have heard of, but they're not sure exactly what it is. And I like to really sort of walk through it, sort of break it down into sections. But if you give you sort of the overview, it's a medical service that provides comprehensive outpatient-based general medical care for the entire family in exchange for a low monthly membership fee. So to break that down, like I said, because that's a lot of words, but so it's a medical service. It's not insurance. It's
okay.
One of the key clarifications that we like to make. And I can add to that here in a little bit and
sure,
explain what that the implications of that. But then it's also a comprehensive outpatient general medical care. And this involves everything that you do when you go to the family doctor's office, right? Preventive care, routine checkups, acute visits, basic lab work, prescription medications at a wholesale price in our office,
right,
office-based procedures, and again, the key, accessibility. We're available when people need us, by phone, by text, by email, mm-hmm, or in the office.
And so there's a monthly I'm thinking of a, I want to use the word co-op. I don't even know if that's the right word, but let's say, so there's a monthly, so if I become a patient, I'm 52, do you have a established rate for the, by age, or how does that work?
You got it.
Family.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, and we have a number of different ways that people can plug in, you know, both individually or through their employer, you know, an employer agreement. We take care of the whole family from infants to kids to adults of all ages, you know, young, middle age, and the elderly folks. And we enjoy doing, taking care of, that's one of the things we really enjoy about family medicine. That's why I went into family medicine, is enjoying that, you know, the ability to engage everybody you know, along the age continuum. Every age group has a different facet that I really enjoy engaging.
So if I'm paying in on a monthly basis, so let's say, you know, if it's, and I'm making up a number, let's say it's $60 a month, I don't know, you know, and you have a rate sheet that you have, but and let's say, so I'm paying that in each month, and maybe I don't see you for 3 months, but then when I do need to see you, let's say I've got the sore throat, I'm coming down with a crud, I'm like, doc, I just got to come in and get in to see you. More than like, sometimes you can't even get into your doc for two or 3 weeks, but as a patient established with you, and I've been paying in that co-op, I can come in, as I understand it, and I don't get charged for that visit, so to speak.
You got it, yeah. Wow. Yeah, a lot of stuff in there. Let's break it down a little bit again. Yeah, so certainly it's true. You know, so low fixed monthly membership fee, you know, so as you mentioned, it's broken down by age if you go through the individual approach. So, you know, kids are $10 a month.
Kids are $10 a month.
$10 a month, yes. And then the young adults from 18 up to 44 years of age are $55 a month.
Okay.
The next age group from 45 to 64 is $79 a month.
No, so a little more than what I threw out as a number, but still reasonable.
The national average is about $80 per month for, you know, direct primary care practices across the country. Our range, our prices range from $10 a month for kids up to $99 a month for, you know, patients 65 years and older. We also have a business solutions approach. So, you know, because we realize that, you know, healthcare just isn't affordable for individuals or, you know, businesses, specifically small businesses like those here in Durango that we're engaging with. And the way we've structured that is just, you know, again, trying to do, you know, simplify the financial piece so we can focus on the service the side and the patient. So that's $50 per employee, you know, a flat fee, no matter what the age is.
Wow.
And we still keep the kids at $10 a month. So the dependents are also included. So, you know, it's the employee, you know, and there's, you know, their family, their significant others, dependents, you know, all broken down by that same.
So in my head, I'm doing my math, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so for me, it's around, I'm thinking about the chamber pays. So $400 a month for my insurance through the chamber. So I'm looking at this new model going, well, if we were to go with something with what you're offering, we'd have access to a doctor. For all four of the chamber employees, it would be $200 for the month.
You got it.
And then we could adjust the other plan again for more catastrophic or whatever. And, you know, if you need a knee replacement or a hip surgery, like I'm on the docket for at some point. But yeah, but to be able to come see the wellness care, or, you know, my blood pressure is a little high, doctor, we need it, then I can come in and see you. And there's no charge for that visit.
You got it. There's no co-pays, no co-insurance,
wow.
You know, none of that. We do encourage, like you described, a catastrophic plan, and oftentimes that's a high deductible plan. But, you know, Medicare would also, you know, work as in that, you know, around Medicare, Medicaid, you know, high deductible plan, any insurance plan, to tell you the truth, as a backdrop, because we're a medical service, as it was mentioned. So yeah, I mean, and that's what we encourage. You know, open enrollment is coming up, so it's perfect time. You know, thanks for having me today, because this is perfect time to get this information out so people can decide and, you know, and talk to their HR directors and find out what their options are, so if they can adjust their plan to one of those plans that accommodate, you know, that work well with a direct primary care plan like ours, this is the time to research that, so you can do it between November 1st and January 1st is usually
now,
the time frame.
And I'm going to assume you bill on a monthly basis, so you people just, you know, like at the first of the month or the 15th or whatever, you can work with their pay cycles, things of that nature, to pay in to the direct primary care, and then they're set up and they're good to go.
That's correct. And yeah, and we do it retroactively. You know, people can set it up for any day of the month, but what we do is we charge after the fact, right? Because we're providing a medical service. We're not providing insurance, right? So insurance you pay for up front, and then you have access to certain things. Right. What we do is provide the service and then have people pay for that after the fact. So that make it very clear that we're not insurance. This is my wife and I run this practice. It's a very small, intimate practice. I'm the family doc. Carissa is the physician assistant in our group. We're not an insurance
company. Well, and I would assume just taking out that insurance piece, you know, not to get into that whole rat's hornet's nest, whatever I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to be politically correct. But when you take insurance out, that is one of the major expenses because, you know, that seems like they're dictating what the rates are, what they're going to pay. And then you always get that adjustment. I'm like, why don't they just all agree to one thing? But this, to me, makes sense. Now, let me ask you this. So if I'm not a current patient of yours, and let's say I go, all right, I need to come in and see the doctor. This is a true story. The one day I was sitting there chewing on my fingernails a few weeks ago, and I launched the fingernail back into my throat. It scratched it. I thought it was still back there. So I'm like, I got to get in and see a doc. It didn't matter who I saw. But let's say I went, all right, Dan, I need to come in and have you look down my throat.
You got it.
And I'm not a current patient. Mm-hmm. Would you allow somebody to come in and test drive your services?
That's certainly correct. And there's a couple of ways to do that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So we do it. You don't have to be a member. You know, we take, you know, patients that, you know, want to walk in today with an acute visit, usually like you described. Somebody wakes up and has a sore throat and can't find a doc or can't get in to see their regular doc. We certainly will see people. The key piece is that, people get a chance to check out what we have to offer. But we really value that doctor-patient relationship. So we want, you know, those patients, if they have a doctor elsewhere, to go back to their regular doctor because, you know, we really value that doctor-patient relationship and we don't want to get in the way of it. But there is a way to get in to see us today. You know, we're usually available today. If you call in the morning, we promise that we'll either see you today, tomorrow morning at the latest. Sure. It's almost always today. If somebody calls in the afternoon, we can usually get them in today, but tomorrow morning at the latest. You know, we're not restricted by, you know, the business hours that we have. We can meet people at night in the evening and address the needs that our patients have. It gets back to what you were saying earlier. You know, I mean, that you know, you call and you get an appointment for, you know, next week or 2 weeks from now or whenever the next appointment's available. You know, by eliminating a lot of the outside influences, the third party influences, you know, the need for a more robust staff to interact with the insurance companies gives us a lot of wiggle room to be able to do it the way that we think is the right way to do it and do it the way that patients deserve to be treated.
Well, and it sounds just basically, you know, basic business 101, you're keeping your overhead costs down by kind of eliminating that middleman insurance situation and focusing just on the patient and providing the health care that people need. And I would assume, too, let's say I do come in and you go, you know, Jack, I think you got a torn meniscus in your knee. Mm-hmm. We're going to order up the MRI and then launch into the regular and then set up with one of the docs that are orthopedic docs. Now, I do want to point out, too, you're located in 555 Rivergate Lane. And it's suite B1. Now, for those, it's over at the Rivergate right next to the Soup Palette.
You got it,
That's the easy way. So you're in the Rivergate building. And if people want to also check out everything, you can Whole Health Family Medicine. That's Whole, W-H-O-L-E. So Whole Health familymedicine.com to check out the website. And I'm going to drop your office number here, 970-259-1971.
Yeah.
Now, you were doing this, and we only have about a minute left, but you were doing this in Farmington. You decided to move up to
Durango. We were practicing down in Farmington for the last 8 years with Farmington Family Practice. We've been involved with Farmington since 2003, Chris and I both, and a couple of different practices there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we wanted to move up to Durango. We have two young children. Wanted to get closer to family. Carissa grew up in Mancos, and you know, we have little boys that are 2 and 4 years old, and really wanted to raise them in a community that supports children like Durango does such a great job of doing. I wanted to mention one other thing. You know, that you mentioned all of our contact stuff, and I appreciate that. You know, probably the best way to engage us is to either call that number and schedule a meet and greet, or you come in, no commitment at all, just sit down with myself or Carissa for 20 minutes, talk about, you know, what we have to offer, and talk about what you're looking for. Make sure the two match up before there's any commitment whatsoever. Yeah. But the commitment is not a long-term commitment. We don't we sign people up and require they stay for a year. So we sign people up for a month. Yeah. If they choose that, you know, this isn't right for them, you know, there's no consequence. We don't want folks to be, you know, sort of obligated to see us because we trust that relationship to really drive where this can go, you know.
Right.
Instead of, sort of requiring people to, put up a bunch of money.
Well, and just since the first time I met you, Dan, I got to tell you, just the approach that you have, your demeanor and everything. And again, the number is 259-1971. 259-1971, and you're located over in the Rivergate area and by the Soup Palette. And I invite anybody, I've been at your practice. And anyway, thank you for what you're doing. We got to cut you off, though.
Thanks a lot.
Told you 15 minutes would go fast.
I appreciate you having me. Please do come by.
Well, I will be coming in next time I do something stupid and give me a stupidity pill.
No, we don't have any of those.
Oh, you should get some for me. I have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.